When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back for another video. Good to be back as the international break winds down at last. Very excited for the week ahead. We've got the FPL Challenge game mode launching. We've got Double Gaming 34 to unpack. And in this one, we've got a wildcard draft with those doubles in mind. Before we get into it, I want to give a quick shout out to FPL Juice, who hosted a tournament over the weekend. And happy to announce that Focal FC won the whole thing. Our team had the likes of FPL Era, who flew over from Ireland. And we had Nathan Bacon, who made the trip from Wales. And a couple of players I'd picked up at random on the deadline streams, and they're both class. So yeah, big shout out to FPL Juice for hosting such a great event over the international break. It's always a good crack when the FPL community comes together for an event like this one. They'll also be posting some highlights on their channel, so make sure you subscribe to them. Let's get into the video. So the Double Gaming 34 announcement dropped over the weekend. Seven teams will double, which are Arsenal, Bournemouth, Crystal Palace, Everton, Liverpool, Sheffield United and Wolves. Also in that announcement was Spurs, who are going to blank in Gaming 34. Everyone else has got at least one game. A lot of us are in a position already where we've got a bunch of double gimmick players, like triple Arsenal, a couple of Bournemouth players, one or two Liverpool players, etc. Lots of us are in less desirable positions though, particularly those that saved their free hit last game week and loaded up on the likes of Luton and Villa players who you probably don't want to own long term. So I've put together a wildcard draft here to run through, which has got 8 players that double in gimmick 34, plus a further 4 transfers between now and then to optionally add more. And further to that, Spurs and Chelsea have now got 2 postponements to be rearranged. So we can therefore deduce that they'll definitely double in Gaming 37, which means that they'll have to double after Gaming 34 before Gaming 37. So they'll have one more double game week in Gaming 35 or 36. This graphic from Mikhail Topfam lays out the predicted doubles nicely. 2.0 means 2 games. As you can see, Chelsea and Tottenham's games will almost certainly drop into Gaming 35 or 36. So this draft also has that in mind, with a view to bench boosting in Gaming 37 if you still have the chip. Let's get into the team. In goal it's Petrovic, incredibly low owned, only 1.2%, and he started every game since Gaming 17. Chelsea are home to Burnley next, and they topped the Gaming 30 clean sheet odds, given a 44% chance. No double in Gaming 34 for Petrovic, but the bench keeper does have a double. And of course the added benefit from having 2 doubles for Petrovic between Gaming 35 and 37. It's a 3-5-2 formation, and the back three is Gusto, Bradley and Pedro Porro. Gusto an absolute gem with the upcoming fixture run at 4.2 mil. He's got 5 assists this season, at a rate of every 1 in 3 games on average. Obviously Reece James is competition for the right back spot, we'll have to see whether he'll be involved before the end of the season. His current estimated return date is the end of April or early May. Chelsea have another home game in Gaming 31 against Man United, followed by Sheffield United and Everton, and then in Double Gaming 34 you can bench him against Arsenal. Gusto withdrew from international duty with illness, so he's yellow flagged at the moment with a 75% chance of playing. We'll hear from Pochettino later in the week confirming that he's fine for the next game. Liverpool returned from the break with the best back-to-back fixtures. They got Brighton and Sheffield United both at Anfield. Bradley's been outstanding in Trent's absence, and that is a factor to be honest, because Trent could return in Gaming 32, but Bradley's the perfect enabler not to overlook for the next few game weeks. And wildcarding now gives you 4 free transfers to shift him on for the Double Gaming 34 if you need to. Spurs have got the standout fixture next weekend, home to Luton, who are bare bones right now with 13 players flagged, and lots of those starters ordinarily. They're definitely a team to target right now, and Porro could get a lot of joy down that flank, with Doughty incredibly attacking himself, and he could leave space behind to attack for Porro and Kulusevski. Spurs are second on the clean sheet odds this week with a 37.5% chance, Liverpool 36% chance. So the back three and the keeper have got the top 3 odds of all teams in terms of clean sheet probabilities this week. The midfield is Saka, Garnacho, Salah, Son and Palmer. Liverpool came to an agreement with the Egyptian FA not to send Salah away over the break, only just back from injury and it was only friendly games for Egypt. It's great to finally have Mo back as an option in FPL, and the beauty of wildcarding this week is you're ahead of many teams that can't get to Salah yet. In my case for example it's Gaming 31 at the absolute earliest without taking multiple hits now. You could even captain him for this one, against the Brighton side that have 4 clean sheets all season. Liverpool, one of those teams that have a double in Gaming 34, and you'll no doubt be the most popular captain that week. And if you've still got your triple captain chip at this point, it's a week to definitely consider pulling the trigger. If you're not captaining Salah, then Son's got to be the best option, and he gets the armband here for the Luton fixture. Spurs were outclassed by Fulham before the break, a rare off day for Spurs, and they'll be aiming to bounce back convincingly in front of home fans. It does feel like the kind of game where Son could go massive, and I feel like Spurs are going to be far too much to handle for Luton. Only Saka and Watkins have actually got more points than Son this season, with Son having missed 3 games plus a bench appearance on his first game back due to the Asian Cup. To fit these premiums in, you do need some enablers needed across the squad, like Gusto in defence and Palmer and Garnacho in midfield. Since Palmer's full debut, he's got 138 points in 19 starts at a rate of 7.2 points per game. Literally only Watkins has got more points over that run, which is testament to what an unbelievable asset he's been. One of the best budget picks of all time. It's such a great fixture up next as well, home to Burnley. Burnley have got 2 clean sheets all season, and they rank 3rd worst for expected goals conceded, with 51.78 XGC. Garnacho, the other enabler in midfield, only 4.9 mil with 5 goals and 5 assists, which is still extremely good for that price. Palmer just set the bar unreasonably high with the season he's had to date. He's home to Sheffield United in Game Week 34, where he's absolutely playable despite the single game week, and then Man United will double in Game Week 37 with 2 home games to Arsenal and Newcastle. In between that, they've got Burnley and Crystal Palace as well, so he's the perfect cheap pick for the rest of the season. Up top, it's Haaland and Solanke. So it's a threemium of Salah, Son and Haaland. It is a tough Game Week 30 fixture for City and Arsenal facing one another at the Etihad. Last season, City had the title wrapped up early, and we saw Haaland rotate towards the end of the season, though it might not be a factor this time round, but still a long way to go. Arsenal and Liverpool 1 point ahead of City as it stands. City will double in Game Week 37 with 2 away games to Fulham and Tottenham. The striker slots on the wildcard are tricky. I looked at Darwin and Isak as well, with Liverpool also doubling in Game Week 34. And Newcastle have got West Ham and Everton next, both home games, so he could do well as well. There's not much between them all, but Solanke's great because he's nailed, he's on pens, good fixtures, and he doubles in 34. Darwin's minutes are a bit less reliable and he's not on penalties for Liverpool. But Isak's great as well, but no double in 34. Newcastle's double will come in Game Week 37 instead, so there is the option to switch Solanke to Isak, or perhaps Højlund, for their doubles that come later on. On the bench, it's Raya, Cunha, Munoz and Gabriel. All 4 on the bench have got double Game Week 34. Petrovic and Raya rotate absolutely perfectly as well. When Chelsea have got Man United, Arsenal are home to Luton. And when Chelsea face Arsenal in Game Week 34, that's when Arsenal have got double Game Week. So Cunha, he seems to be very overlooked right now. It's easy to forget just how good he was doing before his injury. Between Game Week 12 and Game Week 23, he scored 73 points, which was top in the league. He's very near returning to the side as well. He could even be involved in Game Week 30, but not needed for that fixture in this case. And in Game Week 31 and 32, start him over Garnacho. And then of course, a couple of weeks later, Wolves have got the double Game Week 34. He's on penalties for Wolves, 9 goals and 6 assists this season, 5.5 mil. Munoz is a bit of a left field shout. He's been playing right wing back and he got an assist last match. And he actually scored Colombia's only goal in a 1-0 win over Spain over the break. So this team gives you 8 players that double in Game Week 34, or 7 if Bradley's lost his spot, and it gives you 5 that double in Game Week 35 or 36, wherever Chelsea and Tottenham's postponement goes, and as it stands, 7 players that double in Game Week 37. Plus you've got all the free transfers between now and those weeks. If you're tight for money affording this draft, as always, let's touch on a couple of ways you can free up money. So Raya is 5 mil, so you could sell him for a cheaper goalie that doubles in Game Week 34, like Johnston, who's 4.4 mil, or Pickford, who's 4.6 mil. Munoz is 4.5 mil. It's worth noting that Richards has started every game for Palace since Game Week 14, and he's only 3.9 mil, so that's another 0.6 mil you could free up. There's lots more FPL content like this to come every week for the remainder of the season, so hit subscribe so you don't miss out. Thanks very much for watching. See you soon for the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.